used to love to watch my, and sometimes it would take him 3 or 4 days. Mm-hmm. It would take up a whole room because he had to sit up like a form to quilt this quilt. And then, and so that was real neat watching him do that, mm-hmm. especially when you got your own quilt.
You still have yours?
Yes. Yeah. It's not as mint condition as it were then, but I still have it. Washing it, yeah, washing it.
And your mother still does that?
No, mother. My mom don't do that now.
And so I'm guessing your sister probably doesn't do it. I mean, your daughter
doesn't do it. No. It was an art that was back then, and pretty much everybody pretty much gotten away from it now.
Yeah. I mean, you can just go buy one now.
Yeah, right. It's, it would be a lot cheaper now to just go buy one. Mm-hmm. Then try to find the material to do one now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so, you never mentioned if you were married or anything.
No, I'm single.
Yeah. Were you ever married?
Yes, I've been married 3 times. Okay. I'm single now, yes.
So did you have weddings each time?
One time.
Tell I had a about wedding. What was the wedding like? Describe it to me.
Boring.
No.
it was a wedding, but it was like a private wedding.
Okay.
We only invited certain people into the church, into mm-hmm. the chapel. And the main event was after the wedding, in the basement of the church.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where the party was. Mm-hmm. But it was nice. It was nice. Real small and real private.
So how many people were in the actual wedding party itself?
Probably maybe 15, 20 people. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's just the way my wife at that particular time designed it. I would have let everybody in the church, but that's what she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she was just too shy or whatever it might have been, but we kept it real small.
So was it a big production? Did she go into a lot of planning? Or?
Yeah, it was a lot of planning, especially the reception part of it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of invitation. A lot of people came by. And so if I ever did it again, it would be a big one.
Yeah.
It would be the big one.
So if you ever did it again, what type of stuff would you want here?
I would like a lot of friends there.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of, we had a lot of food that particular time, but a lot of friends, a lot of family members.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you wear a tuxedo? Yeah,
no, right? just a suit.
Uh-huh.
Just
what
a
about
suit.
Her dress?
My brother was my best man.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she wore a gown, I guess.
Uh-huh. And who did she have on the wedding?
Her sister. Yes. It was her sister at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was okay.
Yeah. So, but in the future, you want a big wedding?
Yeah, I think I'd like to have a big wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, like walking down the aisle, you know, the whole 9 yards. Yeah,
that sounds really nice. Mm-hmm. I did have a question. And I totally forgot. Okay, I'm sorry, but we can continue with that. So tell me about, have you lived in this house your whole
yes.
time in Decatur?
When I left my mother in 78,
mm-hmm.
I bought this house in 79, and I moved in it in 80.
Okay.
So I've been living here since 80. Yeah.
So describe the house to me if you can.
When I bought this house, it was a damaged home. It was just a shell. The lady that lived here at a particular time, the house caught a fire, and it burned it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I came in, and I was, at the time, I was into detailing, and one of my client came through, and we got to talking, and he was telling me about the house. And he asked me, did I want to buy it? And I told him I would come over and take a look at it. And sure enough, I came over and looked at it, and I said, no, I don't want that. That's a piece of junk.
Mm-hmm.
And and he started telling me the things that I could do with it. And one thing led to another. So I started coming over, and then I kind of got the big picture. I could start visualizing what I could do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, I bought it and got a loan on it and repaired it. And I've been here ever since.
Mm-hmm. But did you do it yourself?
No, I had people to come out and do it.
Okay.
Yeah. I had people come out and do it.
Wonderful job.
Yeah, thank you.
So you plan to stay here for the rest of your life?
Probably, yeah. It's paid for.
Well, that's reason enough,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's paid for. So I thought about moving a couple of times.